Spin that wheel!
Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of the Unknown Outsiders Podcast. In this episode, we spin a wheel. And if you guys like spinning wheels, we spin one. So like our spinning wheel. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Obviously, gotta always plug. And we also gotta plug our sponsor, which is where we make our podcast on Anchor. So here's our sponsor. Hope you guys enjoy the episode. And if you guys want more like this, follow us and let us know. All right, sponsor.
It could have waited.
Spin!
No,
that
it couldn't.
Wheel!
We're gonna do it? Okay.
We should do that every time we want a new topic.
No.
Yes. I don't know about that video, Hayden. I think it's real.
The video of the helicopter crash?
It looks like the Grand Canyon. Like, it looks like mountains.
California, right?
It crashed in the mountain, yeah.
Calabasas?
Yeah, something like
that.
In
other news of great world tragedies that you guys probably didn't know about today, I was delivering, and I went up to this guy, and he had a ranch cup, and I dropped it, and it went, and it exploded all over my fucking shoe.
Bro,
and now Kobe's dead? What the fuck?
Spin that wheel!
Alright.
Oh, by the way, Dalton's with us if you haven't said anything like that.
Howdy.
Oh, hi.
Hi, diddly-ho, neighbory.
Alright, so let's go through the topics on the wheel, I guess, if you really want to know.
Fuck it, just have
just
it a
spin
surprise.
It, give us
all
a
right,
wheel.
Alright.
Everybody so, do it, one, two, three,
first. Spin that wheel!
Alright.
Fucking join in next time.
Jesus Christ.
Well, since Johnny didn't join in, he's going first.
Okay.
We're going to spin the wheel, and he gets most embarrassing thing you ever had happen in high school.
I was hoping it was in his mouth. Well, I dated a midget.
I don't think that's embarrassing.
It's not really embarrassing.
That's not
embarrassing.
Dating
one now?
She's 5 foot
tall.
1 inch taller?
Yeah, you had nothing embarrassing happen?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember a lot of high school because I played with a lot of concussions.
About how many times I blew past you in practice?
Senior freshman. 150
hey.
Pounds, still greener than fuck.
I was only 175.
Okay, yeah, you're also 5'2".
Yeah.
You could just go right under my legs.
I did, I crawled right
yeah,
under
you
my
did.
Legs.
Okay, that was probably my most embarrassing time.
Your turn.
My most embarrassing thing in high school, my name's Jacob. okay, so, probably... I had to do a project. It was our social norm break for sociology class. And I went up there and I did my shit. I like took my videos and I broke my norm, which was dressing weird in front of old people, you know?
Well, that's your style anyways.
Yeah, but I like went out of my way to like be in front of old people and look gay.
What?
Old people don't like gay people. It's just a thing. It's like dolphins and things that dolphins hate. They don't like each other. So, I walked into Tuscany and like I got a good reaction, but then I didn't know how to get my video from my phone to a PowerPoint. So I went up there and I was like, I did it. I just don't have a presentation. He was like, the fuck you mean you did it then? And I was like, I don't know. And we stood there and argued for like 10 minutes in front of the whole class. And then he just made me sit down.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was fucking rough.
Damn. I couldn't be up in front of the class getting fucking...
I wasn't like, you piece of shit. I was just like, dude, I really did it. I can like pull it up on my phone. Right? And he was like, nah, that doesn't fucking count. And I'm like, dude, and I was just, like, fighting for my life.
Embarrassing? I don't know if I consider it embarrassing, but whenever I shaved a ring around my leg...
You did what?
I shaved a ring around my leg.
Oh my God.
I think should have kept in hair the fucking writing that's on the inside of the Lord of the Rings.
Have something engraved in your hairs.
Oh my God, just take a fucking soldering iron and burn the words.
I don't know if... the fuck?
I'd do it.
You got that
we'll
Joe
get you
Dirt type
for
hairs.
It.
You need like a Sasquatch like patch right here. Just go all the way around. Like if you do this, no one's going to be like, you got hair there. They're just going to be like, you're a fucking idiot. You ain't even got enough hair to make it anything noticeable.
Have you seen Ethan's legs?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, oh, it yeah. Was noticeable. See, that's what you need.
I don't know what I was... I think it was whenever I was trying out for football. We went outside, and somebody was like, dude, you should have put logos in the side so it looks like socks, because they thought it was my sock.
Dude, you should have put, like, a Nike check mark or, like, the Adidas 3 fucking lines or something like that. That would have been pretty cool.
It should have.
Hayden?
So, I got two that I feel like are pretty equal with each other. So, we were in H's class. Probably guess who that is, history teacher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were, me and shit. My bad. We were doing a presentation on the chapter that we were supposed to read to teach the class or whatever. And so we were going along, and it was talking about the cotton gin and how it was developed. And so
I know this story.
Decides to pretend to be a plantation owner and go, here you go, darkies. Here's a new invention for you. Now we need more of you to run it. My back was turned to the teacher, but I could just feel the heat from just him being angry.
I would have turned around and be like, yo, and that was all her. And the class just all,
like, they looked at her, and they looked at me, and they were like, what? So I just read all the bullet points, just tapped through real quick, and I just sat down and I was done for the fucking day.
I literally would have just been like,
to this day,
I would have been like, y'all this. Fucking fail me. I'm not a part of that. That's not me.
I put in all the fucking work for that presentation.
And then
shit.
She just comes in with the darky shit.
She just comes out with straight up fucking racism. Just tarnishes everything.
Wait, this was like a presentation that was like...
In front of the class.
You guys were in front of...
We were supposed to teach them the lesson.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
She had a cane.
God damn it. Give me the ring.
Nope.
Give me the ring.
Nope.
Dalton, we know you have a lot. You are not the best.
Yeah, not a best student. Probably more embarrassing stories than I had good grades. But
he's not wrong. Weren't you a super senior?
Not really, but yeah. If you
didn't, you go that, like a semester extra.
Like a half, yeah, like a half. It could have been 3 weeks if I didn't want to play football, but I wanted to play football. I don't know. Out of all the embarrassing stories. One really comes to mind. Senior year, at the lunchroom, got my lunch, sit down with the normal three people I sat with because I couldn't. That's the only thing I could do. I couldn't go to anyone else's class. Like, I had to go to the computer room and get on my online classes. But I could come and be with everyone else for lunch. It's the only thing I got. So, I go, I grab my lunch like usual. I go and sit down. I'm like, fuck, forgot the fork. So I ran back, got some silverware, came back, sat down. My chair slips out from under me. I fucking fall onto the ground, head hits the next table, and I thought it was my fault at first. Military kid pulled the chair out from under me, and I think you guys might know who that is.
Yeah.
Old shotgun blast chest.
Oh my god.
Okay, but he... So, he pulled the chair out from under me. The first thing I thought was, everyone's staring at me. So, I get up and assert my dominance by punching him right in the chest. I drilled him right in the chest. I said, you motherfucker. I start cussing. And then, Corey's sitting across from me. And he can't stop laughing because he was laughing his ass off. And then, all of a sudden, the nicest teacher comes up. And she just sits there and lets me keep cussing instead of telling me to stop. And I'm like, you piece of fucking shit, why do we come and sit by you every fucking day? You're goddamn, I don't know. I just kept calling him everything. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And she sits there, and then all of a sudden, she turns around and goes and gets old vice principal buddy boy. He comes.
Vice principal buddy boy.
He comes over there, and he says, you guys come with me. So we went with him, and he goes, he looks at shotgun blast chest and says, so your retarded dumb fucking incident bullshit caused him to get in trouble because of how much he cussed. I'm like, thinking like
I should. The guy in the chest.
No one's seen
it. Shotgun blast chest.
Yeah. You should see it. He's got chest acne out the
fucking window. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But this is what happened. So he brings us over and he's talking to us, and he goes, "All right, because of your stupid, your stupid bullshit that you pulled, we're giving you a week of lunch detention." I'm like, "Okay." I'm like, "I'm gonna get it light." All I did was cuss, and Dalton. You're not allowed to come back in the lunchroom for the rest of the year.
Oh my god!
I was like, what? What'd I do? He's like, you're becoming a distraction to everyone else in the school, and...
How fucking distracted can you be from lunch?
I couldn't tell you. Well, yeah. Best class in the fucking school. But, yeah. I don't know how I got fucking a whole band from goddamn lunch, but he gets a week in lunch detention.
Let's talk about favoritism for a second. And my favorite part of favoritism, the opposite, the least favoritism. I was in Mr. Baby Boy's class, math. And the girl who sat next to me was my ex. I dated her for 2 weeks and she was a piece of garbage.
Oh, we were in that class.
Yeah, you were in that class, dude. You know what's coming.
Wasn't I in that class, too?
I think so.
We were all in that class.
Oh, yeah, you sat right next to him.
He walks up to her and she's like... on the fucking desk while he's teaching, or maybe we were doing an assignment or something, but I don't know. His class was normally pretty quiet because he didn't like talking and we all liked him. He walked up to her and he just went, "Hey, you need to wake up right now. That's why you're failing this fucking class." All right, anyway.
I remember that.
Damn.
I was like, oh my god.
He
just like kept doing what he was doing. He just had to like let it out.
Alright, but if you're talking about, like, that type of shit where a teacher confronts you and makes you look stupid in front of the whole class...
She was just pissed. She was just like, well, I'm not gonna fuck
it. I don't take the shit from the teachers. She just whispered herself. But, like, okay, so I had it coming, but I don't like to admit it. So, we were doing an outline or something like that for a paper, and I didn't like doing anything besides writing the paper. I don't like doing the outline. Stupid bullshit.
Writing the paper is the easiest part.
Yeah, writing the paper is easy. Doing the outline is just stupid. What does it matter?
I'm better at free writing.
Yeah, I like free writing because then I just write shit off the top of my head. But what I was doing
that's
was
why you fail.
Not writing the outline, playing on Cool Math Games. I didn't see her out of my peripheral vision sneak up behind me, and she goes, "Can I see?"
Okay, you can log off now.
No. She goes, "Let me see your outline." Pull it up. One on the page, and she goes, "You haven't done any of this?" And she said, "We've been working on this for 2 weeks. If you would have wrote a sentence a day, every time you were in class, you would have this done." I said, "I don't care. The outline is stupid." And she goes, "If you fail this course and you drop out of high school, what are you going to do for the rest of your life?" She's like, "Don't you have, like, anything to be responsible for?" I said, "I work at Kroger." And she goes, "Are you going to work at Kroger for the rest of your life?" I was like, "What?" She embarrassed me. And I was like, "Don't blast me out there in front of everyone telling them I work at Kroger and I'm going to be a piece of shit."
You were a bad boy for like 5 years.
Okay, but still, I was a youngin. I was 16 when I started that job. Half of you guys five fucking years? Had five jobs in 1 year. It's like, I kept that job for a solid.
I don't
want
to fucking talk about it.
I kept that gig going. It was easy, too.
I've had three jobs in the past year.
The thing was,
he just got his first job, turned 18.
To be fair, the last 2 years, I've had six jobs. Every time, higher wage, though. So.
Okay.
I'm consistent.
I've had two jobs, and I've kept the one since I was 16, and then I quit because fuck Walmart.
Yeah, my life fell apart when I was 18. Fuck off.
5 years... into Kroger, and then I head out to NAL. 1 year later, Kroger says, "All right, I'm heading out."
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Unannounced Podcast. The next Spin the Wheel segment will be coming very soon, maybe in the next couple of days. So if you guys haven't yet, please follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We'll be making content very shortly, hopefully. But thank you guys for listening to our content. Please leave us a good review if you guys enjoyed this episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Please leave us a good review. And let us know what you think of the episodes. We would really love to know because we love you guys. And we want to hear more from you. So thank you guys for listening. Peace out.